hold your places for a minute. My assignment tonight is to give you some information that will cause your experience that you had this week, breakthrough empowerment experience, to last longer than a moment. Amen. Or a week or a day. See, God is interested in us living a lifestyle. Yes, sir. Not just being delivered every moment of our life. You know, calling on God every... And if you need to call on God, do whatever's necessary. I think we really do an injustice when we don't have altar calls in churches anymore. We don't give the people a chance or a time in the worship to come down and cry out to God. And I'm not against crying out to God, but your cries should eventually turn into joy. Uh-huh. Sometime in your life, you got to move from the moment into the life of God. Yes. And so my assignment tonight is to put this together. So when all these speakers leave, we come back Sunday, we come back still in a breakthrough mode. Can you handle this tonight? Amen. This meeting was just not to relieve you of pain. It wasn't so God would just tweak you and jerk you and make you feel a little bit better about your life. It was a meeting to bring the wind of God into your life to push you or out past this season in your life. Amen. Amen. It was to empower you. It's called breakthrough empowerment. To be empowered with the abundant life of God. When we talk about the abundant life of God, we're not talking about materials only. We're not talking about the car you drive or the watch you wear or the shoes or anything. We're talking about the whole you, spirit, soul, which is your emotions, your mind, your intellect, and your body. Breaking through and being empowered to live a life of abundance. And when we talk about abundance, the word abundance means to be full to overflowing. Yes. See, some people have a problem with being full to overflowing. They don't mind it if that's the spirit part. You know, talking in tongues and loving the Lord and going to church. Nobody has much problem with that. But when you get full and overflowing into your pocketbook, thank you for the one. Pocketbook. Say pocketbook. Pocketbook. Your storehouse. When we get into that, people back off and they can't handle the word full to overflow. Amen. See, I want you to understand, when we talk about abundant life, we're not talking about a life that has periods and commas. See, we, in our vocabulary, think about this. In our vocabulary, we have added commas to slow us down. Periods to stop us. But in God's economy and his mindset and his speech, he never uses commas and periods to slow down. His desire, John 10:10 said that Jesus came that we might have life. Not a moment to be delivered, but life. Yeah. And that life more abundantly. To the full and to the overflow. So God desires not for us just to have enough, to feel good for a moment, to have a good revival, and after the preachers go, everybody comes back, look like they own weaned on weird, deer pickles. He wants us to come back full of life. Yes. See, that's what I want to drill into us tonight. We didn't just have a breakthrough, we got empowered. Yes. Breakthrough, empowerment. Yes. Some people don't know we got to move to the bottom on this one. I've been in a lot of deliverance services. Man, Brother Willie tell you about that in our young days. Somebody said, I don't know how y'all did it. Well, we were 20 years younger and 40 pounds lighter. All of us. And we used to have church all day and all night and all week. And work third shift and night shift. Amen. But it was an empowerment. See, any deliverance service, any breakthrough without empowerment, it takes you nowhere but just a brief moment of feeling better. And I want to make sure you, all of us, don't come back here, you feel good this week, and I got to deal with you when all the preachers leave. I got to look at your sad face. I want you to be empowered with breakthrough. Amen. I want you to know how your breakthrough impacts your future with God. See, we don't talk about, we talk about future in the sense of going to heaven, and thank God for that, or the return of Jesus. But we need to think about that we're going to live till He comes. And I want to live in a place that I'm empowered with life, and life more abundantly. See, I'm erasing the commas and the periods in my life. I don't know about you. I'm going to a level that I don't care what people think anymore. You know what?
Yes, sir.
I'm tired of living my life by somebody else's measure. Yes, I want to live my life by the God measure.
Yes,
and God's got a big measuring stick.
Yes.
Read the Bible. Abraham was very rich with silver and gold. We learned about Isaac sold in the land and reaped 100-fold.
Yes.
And when he wanted to get married, they brought him down and showed everybody his goods. Solomon was so wealthy when Bathsheba, the other one that came from afar, you know what I mean, came to see his treasures. She couldn't handle it. He was the richest man in the world. See, I want to get to a place that you can't handle my riches. And I just ain't talking about money. Wealth is what you cannot buy. A wealthy man is what you can't buy. Wealth with money. Wealth is peace. It's amazing how these preachers just preach everything we've been preaching. It's amazing. And the Holy Ghost gets it all together. Things you've heard all the time about peace. I say that often. If I could sell peace, I'd be a rich man. But Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. Peace is not of this world. The peace I leave with you." So, how are we gonna stay empowered? How are we gonna stay empowered? Pam quoted this Monday night. Proverbs 4:18-19 said, "But the path of the just." Say that's me. "Is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." See, that's the God's desires for us, to be empowered so we'll shine. Every day. Say every day. Not just today. But every day. I want to see an everyday breaker. I want to see somebody live this thing before I die. How about you? I don't need to see no more phony balonies. We need to see somebody empowered to shine. The Message Bible says the ways of a right living person glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. Some of us need to put some spiritual shoe shine polish on. You see, that don't fit most Christians' lives. The longer we live for God, the brighter we should become. That don't fit most Christians that I know of. The longer they live, Pam, the meaner they get. I've been in church 55 years. Anybody? Some of you been there that long? You can back it up. Some of the most meanest people they are religious people. Those who did not, that were not empowered to live the abundant life. Got mad at God, got mad at the preacher, got mad at everybody in there and turned to be mean. Some of y'all mean. You're calling no names. If I had a camera, you could zoom in on you right now. You look as mean as you can be. But you're here. You're here, hallelujah. Take you any way I get you. Amen. I ain't calling no names. I ain't looking to anybody staring at them. But I've been around church folk. We should get brighter. We should be empowered by what happened this week. We should be so empowered when the days ahead of us come, our future is that we begin to glow with peace. And like they said, they come, arise, shine, and they come to find us, to see us, to look at us, to know. How could you be like this in such an economy? How could you be so joyful in all this? Because you know what? I got the empowerment of breakthrough in my life. See, we don't want a moment. We don't want a flash. We've been praying for revival. Me and some preachers, one of us here tonight, for 5 years, 6 years almost. They call it revival, but I call it a habitation. I don't need a revival. I need a habitation. I don't need him to come by and jack me up for a moment. I need him to inhabit the rest of my life. So I'll be the revival. But we've been praying, and one of the prayers is we don't want to flash. We don't want to poof. We don't want something like a magician does is a swoop, and you see a flash and things appear, and when the smoke goes down, everything's gone. We want a habitation of God. We want something we can carry to the grave. I don't know. I'm older than you. I got a short time left. Short time to me is, you know, I'm already 61. I mean, it seems like yesterday I was dating Penny. Wow, man, what was I, 22, 19, in my waist? And I ain't getting all that. But she was so little you couldn't see her if she was sideways. Amen. I want something that empowers me till I leave this world. And you know what? God can give you that. Look here in John chapter 8, verse 30. And he is Jesus. And I'm going to lay some word out on you. Yes. We'll shout at the end. We'll have some prayer. But we got to seal this thing. The Spirit without the Word, puffeth up. It's just a bunch of noise. You got to have some word to keep break, be a breaker. You got to have some word in you to stay healed. See, my upbringing is Baptist, so I don't preach on eternal security. Yes. I don't even call it that. I call it eternal life. It means eternal means to me eternal. But I do know this, preaching healing all my life for 30 years. You can lose your healing quickly. How do I know that? Jesus told him, don't sin no more. Let the worst thing come on you. See, he didn't tell us, don't sin no more. You lose yourself. And I ain't getting in all that. But anyway, he said about your healing, you can lose it. So we don't want to have to look for what God gave us this week, a week from now, do we? And he, Jesus, spake these words. Many believed on him. Not everybody believed on him. People that don't know the Bible think Jesus healed everybody in sight. He did not. Neither will you. So don't get upset when everybody around you don't get healed. Me and Brother Jeff, when we first got into faith message, we'd go to the hospital every week till they ran us out. But we'd pray for folks and we'd be looking at them. They'd taken the last breath. We'd leave. Said, don't die on us. We trying to raise him up. We was in there with a man one time, and we thought he was going to die any moment. We finally got tired and left. So everybody's not going to get healed. Everybody's not going to believe. Some folks here, even when Jesus, the Son of God, was on the earth, it said many believed on him. Not all of them. Say not all of them. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. I want you to notice now, he's fixing to talk to believers. Say believers.
Believers.
He said, if you, the believer, continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, freedom and breakthrough are synonymous. If you broke through this week, you became free. If you became free, you broke through. So I'm gonna use them both in a little bit here to nail this thing down. So we'll have something in our future to live off of. So you can't live off bread, the Bible says. Alone. You can't live off your experience alone, or bread alone, or anything alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See, our living doesn't come because we got touched this week. Our living comes because we got touched and the Word is in us. Say, the Word's working mightily in me. Making me what I ought to be. The Word. So we could say it this way, and you shall know the truth, which is the Word, and the truth, which is the Word, shall make you break out. Or break free. Or break through.
Yeah.
What would it be like to be completely free? Let's imagine a little bit. What would it be like to be completely free? Not partially free, not somewhat free. My grandma used to talk about half-saved folk. No such thing. You can't be half free. You're still in bondage. So what would it be like? Jesus said, and if you know the truth, the truth will break you free, break you out, make you free. Let me just clarify this. People quote it all the time. It does not say set you free. People use set you free mean once you get prayed for, everything's okay. How many of you know that don't work that way? Once you get prayed for, you got work to do. Say, I got work to do. You got to cast down imaginations. Anything that's all step above the knowledge of God. You got to do a whole lot of things. It ain't just a little dab of do you. You lay out and you get up. I'm free. I'm free, free, free. You walk out the door and you come back in bondage. It don't work that way. You got to work on it. Say work on it.
Work.
Just hold. I'm going to shout. I need to bring this thing together. It's a pastor. We need to know. I've been to too many services. Many services like this, when people walk out the door, you're so happy for them, but they come back Sunday and they lost it somewhere, playing golf somewhere, watching TV. I don't know where they lost it, but they lost it. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They go out on fire, come back like Lord Jesus. Come back like you ain't even been born again. I've seen that all my life. Some of you ain't listening because you know it all. But some of you, I'm telling you. And I'm not here to beat you up. I love you. I care for people. I spend my whole life.
Yes.
And you see people like Pam or Jeff or me have been in church all our lives. We know some things. We're not stupid. We didn't just show up.
That's right.
We learned something along the way. Something.
Yes.
Just to be in church 50 years takes more than just yourself.
Yes.
Especially if you're a preacher, you don't run off with a woman if you don't know Jesus.
Right.
Now, I'm proud to say I still got the one I had when I started.
Amen.
And I'm going to keep her too.
Yes.
Too late now. Too old to train anybody else, honey. Brother Jeff, he got this imagination that somehow die while me and him gonna live together. You full of it. I ain't living with you. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? I just don't want to. We supposed to be imagining being free. Amen.
Free.
What? Imagine.
Free.
Imagine being free. Free. Completely free. What would it feel like to be free from the expectation of people? Really free, where you don't give a flying flip about who thinks what about you. I need a little bit of that. I wouldn't be intimidated when people won't look at me. Amen. Not your fault, it's mine. I'm insecure. I have to watch it. I grew up in that kind of mentality. My daddy come knock you on the head. I know better than that. He taps and say, "You ain't going to sleep your way in hell in here. Pay attention." Ain't you glad my daddy ain't here? Amen. You really have a job protecting my daddy. Can you imagine really being free from yourself? Free from superimposed ideas of your own self. Being free to love. Being free to really love. No limitations of loving anybody because you've been rejected before. But you're really free to take a person in and love them for who they are. Imagine that. Imagine that. What would it be like to praise God like you've never praised the Lord before? You're not, hey, you don't care what nobody thinks. We got some of those folks here, but everybody. What would it feel like? What could you imagine when, like me, I can't dance, but I try to dance, but what if I got where I didn't care if I could or not, and I just dance? Ooh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Some of you want to dance. Some of you want to run. Some of you want to do these things, but guess what? You're not free. Somebody pass you by, you smile and laugh, and they come at you. No, you're not free. Imagine what it would be just to be free to praise. Sister Pam couldn't handle that if his church was just free to praise. Yeah, you know, like last night we almost, you know, we were just pulling on Brother Willie. I mean, he said he's been around the world. We've been in some meetings together. We went to Ramah together, New Jerusalem. We were together, but I guarantee you last night tops the meetings we've ever been in. Because they were free. Some of you people stood in line for an hour and 45 minutes waiting for the man of God to touch you. You were free at that moment. You didn't have to go potty. You didn't have to worry about nothing. Your stomach didn't grab you. You didn't say, "I'm tired." You stood up here being free. There's an empowerment in being free, I'm trying to tell you this morning, today. That when you broke free of your circumstance, you entered into a new zone. To a place that can empower you to live your life abundantly. More abundantly. You just got to believe it. Say, "I got to believe it." Praising God. Dancing like David danced. Now, don't nobody take their clothes off, but dancing. Amen. Not caring what nobody thought about. Glory to God. Free when somebody asks you. We got some people like this now. Free when somebody asks you something, you just tell them like it is. In love. Sister Pam got that anointing now. She's free. You ask her, I go around the world, but I say, "Talk to Sister Pam." Brother Jeff like that too. Talk to Brother Jeff. Free to, in love, to be able to tell the truth to somebody without fear of rejection. Being free. Talking about Jesus said that we could be free. Free. Free from all your hang-ups. Ain't got no hang-ups. Say that with me. Ain't got no hang-ups. That's hard to say, ain't it? Got plenty of them. But free to the place. You ain't got no hang-ups. You can sit down with whoever it is without any kind of hang-ups. That's right. That's, imagine it. Yes. Free from the economic situations right now. Hallelujah. Just flat free. No care. No worry. My economy is not based. For so free, you understand. Your economy of heaven's not based on dollars and cents or somebody controlling the stock market or the loss of a job. Wow, that blows your mind. The loss of a job. God can take care of you. If you're free.
Free.
So free you could just right now start a business and not worry about failing.
That's right.
Because you're not hooked into the economy of this world. Because you're free. And God promised whatever you put your hand to do, it will prosper.
Yeah.
It's the only free people. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Free.
Yes.
Remember, breakthrough and freedom are synonymous. If you got a breakthrough, you're free.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you, free.
Free.
Thank God. Some of you finally got free. I can see it on you. Free. There has been a change in you.
Yeah.
But your future is coming, and you got to take some empowerment with you to stay free. Because if you don't stay free, I guarantee you, when you go back and get back in that bondage, you'll be worse than you were before. You got to be empowered with the Word of God, knowledge, free, really free. Can you imagine being that free? Let's take a little bit higher here, up a level. What do you think Jesus really meant when he said, free? Jesus made this statement himself about himself. He said, the prince of this world, John 14:30, cometh and hath nothing on me. That's pretty high a level of freedom. Can you say amen? The devil came to Jesus in every kind of way. But he had to drop his head and walk away because the Bible says Jesus never sinned. He never succumbed to it.
Amen.
He was totally free. The devil had nothing on Jesus. And I can hear some of you say, well, I guess not. That was Jesus. He was the Son of God. That's how much you know about Jesus. Jesus on the earth was the Son of Man.
Son of Man.
He was born of a man. The Bible says in Hebrews, listen to this, Hebrews 4:15, for we have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin.
Amen.
Now, don't get worried. I'm not going to preach to you about sin. I'm telling you how to be empowered to stay free. It would be a shame and disgrace to God for you to holler, scream, jump, cry. Some of you laid on the floor weeping. Some of you cried tears that you ain't cried in years. Hollering and screaming, nothing wrong with it. I knew that's what it was going to be. I told you, it's the wind. I'm proud of you. It takes that. But what a shame it would be to do all that and get right back in bondage next week. Not me. I've seen it too many times. Because people really don't know what free is. Free is a lifestyle. Free is free. Say free. The Message Bible says we don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. When it came to the subject of sin, Jesus was totally free and the devil had nothing on him. What kind of freedom is that really? Turn with me to John chapter 8, verse 28. Preachers, I don't think y'all going to help me because y'all looking at me like, where are you coming from? It'd be hard to jump on this one. Unless you get up here and make a lot of noise, and it ain't going to work right now. These people are looking at me. Where are you going, Pastor? I thought we were going to have a hold down tonight. You will. Your hold down without the word is nothing but a bunch of noise. Pam will tell you that. Can you tell them what it really is to shout and have nothing to shout about? Noise. Don't change nothing. But when you shout with the word in you, when you know what really happened to you, when you really, really know how free you really got this week, and what God really, 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 really did in your life, it will take weeks and months, maybe some years, to look back on that this week here in this little church, Abundant Life, when the wind of God blowed and these preachers preached their heart out. I'm just now looking back over my life and really, really understanding what the Son has set free. Yeah. It's free indeed. It's a humbling experience when you get down the road and you really see how God kept you from messing up your entire life. It's a humbling experience when you yielded in that church service or at home in your prayer closet. See, we're not just having convulsions or having some kind of a body experience. We're having a supernatural intervention of God. A God encounter, like my brother said. That's how we went to church those 5 years. We had a God encounter. We became fools for Christ. We were empowered. John chapter 8, verse 28. I know where I'm at. Then said Jesus unto them. Jesus sure did talk a lot. When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself. Remember that. But as the Father has taught me, I speak these things. And He sent me, He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. How about having freedom? So much freedom that you can truly obey God. Without any kind of fear, hesitation. Just free. God said, go to your next door neighbor. Pray for him. You don't hesitate. You get up. You're a free man. You don't care what they think. You're going to do what God told you. You do nothing but what He tells you to do. You get up, you go down, you knock on the door. They came to the, they got the coffee, and you have to say to them, you know what? The Lord sent on me to pray for you. How many people are that free? I know I've been there. I've been visiting. When I knock on the door and I pray God, they don't answer the door. God help me, I'm afraid. I'm going in faith. I have to. I'm the pastor. But all the time I'm saying, oh, I don't hear nothing. Or you be like my daddy. My daddy called me one time. We owned a thrift store. My mom and daddy worked there. And we had thrift store stuff, you know, things donated, but we bought some stuff. We had some telephones. New telephones we bought, the wholesale house, we sell them. And I was at work that day, and my daddy called. He had leukemia, and he was on a lot of drugs. But anyway, he called me, and he told me somebody, he saw somebody shoplifting. What difference does it make in a thrift store? I said, okay, daddy, it'll be all right. You'll be all right. He called me again 10 minutes later. Somebody was in here, and I saw him pick up the telephone. I know where they live. I'll come and get me. I want to go get that telephone. And I said, oh, he'll be all right, daddy. And my mama comes, you got to come get your daddy. He's hyperventilating. He's just got to come over here and appease him. So I go over there and get in the car, you know, and I'm going down there, and I go to the, he said, turn here. It's in the section of town that nobody wants to be at. He said, he's right there. Go knock on the door and tell him you want that telephone. I said, oh, my God, Dick. Me tell him. You the one got him. It's true. I go knock on the door, and I don't hear nothing. It's like visiting again, you know, not free to be. I knock on a little bit, and I go back on the door. He said, you didn't knock loud enough. I said, go knock on that door. So I go knock on that door and it opens up. And by that time, my daddy is behind me. And it opens up. It's pitch dark. You can't see a thing. You can see some images. And as the farther the door opened, more light came in. And he's right on my back, breathing down my neck, looking for that guy. Now, he's got leukemia. He's on drugs, skin and bones. He's a preacher. And so he just pushes the door, and there it is. Shoop, light. There's the guy, three guys, sitting on the couches. He runs past me, said, "There he is. Where's my phone?" And when he turns, he had stuck a .22 pistol in his belt. And everybody started screaming, all those guys, "Don't shoot Preacher Merritt." They knew who he was. They'd been down thrift store. "Where's my telephone?" He makes the guy get in the car with me and him. We go down to where they sell liquor. He had took the phone in there, traded it for some liquor. My daddy made him, with the gun in the poke, made him get out of the car, go in there and get the liquor man, bring him out. For a phone, it cost $5. That's what kind of daddy I had. He didn't play. Willie tell you. The man brings the manager out. And the manager comes out with the phone. He said, "Mister, don't turn me in." Because he wouldn't. He shouldn't. He knew it was stolen. It's in the rack. But see, I'm just telling you, free to be like that. Free to knock on a door. And not worry about who's inside of it. Because you're carrying the pistol of God. Free. 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 Freedom to obey. Verse 30, in the first portion of verse 31 says, "As he spake these words," there again, many believed on him. Not everybody. Everybody won't hear what's being said tonight, unfortunately, or what's been said this week. But some of you will. Many. I'd rather use the word "many of you will." Yes. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him." And you know the rest of it. He was talking to believers, not doubters. He's talking to people who believe. And we know that Romans 10:17 says that faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So when you hear the Word of God, when the Word of God is communicated in a way that you can understand, like tonight and all the week we had, all week long, good Word, just simple, good Word about breakthrough. You can understand it. When that Word goes forth, faith is released into your life. That's the way it works. Word comes, faith comes. And as you understand faith, trust comes. And when trust comes, you begin to believe. See, you can be a believer and still not believe. I know that sounds terrible, that you can be a believer in Jesus and not believe that Jesus bore your sickness and disease. So you're an unbeliever in health. What Jesus provided. When faith comes, trust comes, then belief comes. And we heard it over and over this week. You believe and then what? Receive. Believe and then receive. We want to believe we've been empowered, not just broken through. See, I'm putting emphasis on that empowerment. Pam put the anointing of the breaker. Others here said things about it. But I'm trying to bring it together to let you know that it's going to take more than just that touch. Just that time you had here and rejoicing and glad. How many of you still believe you're free? And you've broken through? Then you ought to be shouting. Now look at me like I'm crazy. What do you believe? Do you believe you've been broken through? Do you believe that you won't have to go around that cycle anymore? I meant to put some stickum on my teeth. Gee. It's laying right out there. I've liked to lost them here lately, Brother Steve. 2 or 3 times. Come out, go back in. I'm going to give me some of them implants. You know, up here, not here. Up here, I'm going to give me some implants. I woke some of you up. I do it all the time. You'll be all right. Say, you'll be all right. Free. I'm free, man. I'm free. I'm free. What are you worried about? I'm free. I'm free. I'm getting freer every day, Sister Pam. I'm breaking out of that little old mic. Little old mic. Michael T. I'm breaking out of the Michael T. I'm getting drunk up here, Brother Willie. All right, now. You ready to pray in a minute? You be ready to pray in a minute. I'm going to work you again tonight. As long as we don't stay to 12, we're going to be all right. I ain't that free tonight. I'm hungry. Amen, I'm hungry. Free, this is my house. I'm free in my house. I love my house. I don't want to go nowhere and preach. Don't ask me to come preach nowhere else. This is my house. I love my house. I love my people. I'm free. I can be who I am. My wife knows. She'll go off. People invite some. I got 2 invitations the other way. I don't want to go preach nowhere. I ain't free there. I get drunk here. I don't get drunk there. I don't go to every club. I got my favorite club. Right here, my club. I get drunk here. Yeah, I'm free here. I don't need to go nowhere to preach. I preach enough. They didn't want me when I was poor. They ain't going to get me when I'm rich. They ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it. They ain't gonna use me like some foster child. I ain't no foster child. You get your own richness. Too free. I'll be quiet. Too free. Too free. Too free. Sit Pam same. Put Pam same way, man. She ain't got no way. She don't know nothing but be free. We don't take bondage lightly. We know what that is. Cost to get out of that. Yes. Cost. Israel came out, went back in all the time. Wanting to go back and make bread. Instead of going to the milk and honey. I don't want to make no more bread. Tell somebody, I don't want to make no more bread. See, so people. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I watched some of you this week. Listen to me. I was sitting looking. Observing as a father, as a pastor. Some of you really got free. Don't forget the pain you had before you got free. You don't want that pain no more. Do you want that pain? Do you want to travel that same road? Well, you better empower it so you won't feel that pain. It broke my heart this week, some of them. But I knew they were getting through. I was praying they'd go on and get through. Jeff watched me work through my breakthrough for weeks. I call him in the middle of the night, 12 midnight, wake him up and say, don't you hear God talking? He was precious enough to say, sometimes he'd say, yeah. Sometimes he didn't know what to say. I stay shut up in my house like a nutcase, crying and weeping before God because God took me out. Yeah. Of a place nobody ever been but me. Amen. Some of you been there. Yes, sir. It wasn't just a little dab you got today. You got free. Yeah. I'm trying to teach you now how to stay free because there's a promise here. Jesus is trying to relate and giving all kind of little bits and pieces how to stay in breakthrough. Yeah. Amen. Jesus said when he got free, when he talked about freedom, that when you get free, you will be free indeed. Jesus was so free at the same time he was so free. He did nothing except what God told him to do. How can you be free and yet be so free that you can't do anything but what God tells you to do? Yeah. That's what real freedom is. So free, you can be free to obey God. And you know what? People, after he said that, these people really believed he was that free. The ones that believed. The ones that didn't believe wound up putting him on the cross because they didn't like what he said about being free. That the Father is my Father. They couldn't take that. They couldn't take that. But he was free. He was free. Because he always did what the Father says. Now turn and tell somebody, I always do what the Father says. Now, whoever you told that to, you turn back to them and say, huh. You lied. You know you don't always do what the Father says. Amazing what people will do, ain't it? Jesus always did what the Father told him to do. And here's what I want to get to. When he said that, people just like you, they didn't say, huh? They believe what he said. As he spake these words, many believed. Now, I'm going to close on some real tough stuff here. We're going to shout. Y'all want to shout? We're going to shout. Somebody said, you're going to wind up with a rally tonight, Pastor Mike. And I just kept my mouth shut. Yeah, we are. But you're going to have something to shout on. You're not going to come back a week from here and say, what happened? We're going to have to get you back. The first night, it tickled me. The first night, I always talk about it. There's so many believers coming to the altar and the unbelievers can't get here. First Sunday night, I'm standing up here. Brother Jeff Priest gives off the call. Everybody comes. First time visitor, sitting right down there, tries to come down and can't get through. Why? The whole church was in the way. There ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just relating to what I'm saying. I don't want the whole church to come back next week trying to get breakthrough. Because people are all over Facebook talking about wind blowing here. Me and Penny never had this happen. Two times in one day in the same office, people said, where are your church? Somebody said somewhere, what's that place? Woodstock, Georgia, in a Baptist church. Somebody told them about abundant life here in Newnan, Georgia. They heard there was a Pentecostal, charismatic church here that talked in tongues and told them to come here, not to come up there. That's a Baptist church. It's a season. They're coming. And I don't want you down here in the way. I don't want you down here in the way. I don't want you down here in the way. Hear me. You ain't going to get down here in the way on me. No, no, no. You ain't going to do that no more. You're free, man. You're free. You're free. Stay free. Free people. Free people are free. Glory to God. Don't you go back to that vomit. No. Once you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. Stay free. Free ain't what you get on the outside. Free what you got already. You don't need nothing to make you feel free. You are free. You know why? Because you believe. You believe the truth? The truth will break you through. Break you, make you free, give you a breakthrough. The word. Jesus said, I do nothing but obey the Father, and the Bible says, many believed on him. This is a validated question. I'm fixing to close in a minute, but I got to shoot this across to you. I wonder how many people really, really, really believe on Jesus. How many really? If you really believe on Jesus, then you're not going to struggle with being broke through, because if you know the truth will make you free. How many really know Jesus? If you really know Jesus, you'll believe what he said when he said, you know, And whom the Son set free.
Yes,
sir. Is free indeed. If you believe on Jesus. How many really, 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 really believe when you let Jesus come into your heart? Jesus forgives you of all your past, present, and all your future sins. How many of you believe that? Why are you always asking Him to save you? How many of you believe He casts your sins as far as the east is from the west? Do you really believe that? As many believed, they become the sons of God. It's a belief issue we struggle in the church. We put Christ on trial. We don't crucify Him. We put Him on trial to circumstances. I'm preaching to you now. Oh, everything's fine, but when I get out there in the real world, say the real world. Let me tell you what the real world is right here in you. You're the world. You're the real world. You got Jesus. You know what? You will never die inside. That's real. You're real more inside than you are outside. Because this outside is going to fade away. And as soon as it dies, they won't put you in the ground because you'll stink in the next few days. They're going to get rid of your body. They don't put you, they don't stuff you with rags and set you in a chair. They get rid of that body. It stinks. It checks out. But your spirit lives in heaven or hell. You need to know what you believe. Do you really believe? If you really believe, then when Jesus said you're set free, you're free indeed. Free indeed. Say free indeed. I'm talking about supernatural breakthrough for the future. That'll carry you when the devil tries to bring it back. It'll carry you to your future. When you say, I know I've been set free. I'm free indeed. I believe it. That settles it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. Do that with me. I don't care what it looks like. I know that I know that I really know. It's not a hope so no. Maybe so no. Whatever no. I know because I know it's a reality that I've broken through. That I've been set free. How do I know that? Because I know. I believe.
Yes.
I believe in what Jesus said.
Right.
I believe in what Jesus said. I believe in the red edition, the black edition. I believe in the first of the Bible. I believe in the last Bible. I believe in the index, the concordance. I believe in Strong's. I believe it all. I'm a believer. You don't pay me to disbelieve. I'm not a disbeliever. I'm a believer. I believe you when you tell me you're right. I believe it. I believe it when you come off to tell the Lord said for you to leave. I believe it.
Amen.
Why should I doubt what the Lord say? You tell me the Lord said you to leave. Hallelujah. He told you. Well, I'm gonna say, what am I going to say to that? I believe it.
Yes.
I'm a believer. I want you to get this down in you. I believe because I believe.
Yes.
These people believe because what he said, they believe. When he said, I'd always do what Jesus, what the Father tells me, they didn't look at him and say, huh? The Bible says, as many that took that extra step and said, I believe you. I believe you. Do you really believe you've been set free? Some of you don't. You need to notify your face that you are free. Prison people look different from free people. I've been on both. I ain't never been on the other side except when I visit inside. I've been on this side of them bars. They don't look free. But we're free. Not a hope so. You got to settle that thing. You are empowered for breakthrough for your life. Not tomorrow, not the next day, not the next revival. What's going to bring revival is people who know they are revived and God shows up to pour out some more. He that's hungry and thirsty after righteousness, do you believe what he said? Shall be filled. Jesus is the Word. The Bible is the Word. Do you believe what the Word says? You lay hands on sick and they shall recover. I'm a believer. Say, I'm a believer. I know I've been delivered. I am free. Thank God I am free indeed. I'm free for the rest of my life. I don't need no man to put me in the pool. I'm free. I'm free, glory to Chakabola. Free to be. Free to be. So a lot of people are not free to be. Struggling with what the Lord says about them. I'm fixing to close. The Amplified says this, so if the Son liberates you, he makes you a free man. Then you are really and unquestionably free. How many believe in Jesus? That's what he said. The Bible in basic English says, if then the Son makes you free, you will be truly free. Truly free. The complete Jewish Bible says, so if the Son frees you, you will be really, really be free. That'll make you drunk saying all that stuff. Really free here? Any free people out there? Spirit will do that to you, make you free, boy. Yes, sir. Me and Brother Jeff, you don't need to get around me and Brother Jeff unless you mature. When we get free, we say anything.
Yeah.
Not anything. God's Word translation says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be absolutely free. Not free in your toe and then free in your head, but all over free. God, give us all over free people. Free people. So being free, you will be unquestionably free, truly free, really be free, and absolutely free. Free indeed means you are free indeed. If you believe in Jesus, if you believe in what happened to you this week, you will live a lifestyle of being free. I spent my whole life watching people jump in the boat, jump out of the boat. Get right, get wrong. Get delivered, get in bondage. Get out of poverty, get in the blessing, only to see them get right back in poverty. God give us people who have a lifestyle of what God says they can have. Who live it, believe it, are free indeed people, and they never look back, they look forward. They looking like Paul said, I'm pressing toward that mark, that high calling of God. They don't look back and get back into no bondage. They don't get back into all the sin and everything they've done. They're free people.
Yes.
I'm going to stay free, folks. Ain't nobody going to muzzle me down. I'm going down free. I'm going up free. My dad said, you tell the devil too much. You have to say it. If you don't say it, faith is a confession of your faith. Faith speaks. Faith without works is dead. And the working of faith is that you confess what the promise says. That's faith working. Faith's not working when you're out trying to do it. It's faith is working when you're out saying it. The more you say it, the more you become it. The more you become it, the more you say it. And for you know it, you are what you are. You become what you say. So I'm not going to be one of those people who get shipwrecked along the way. You can pray all you want to shut me down. You're not going to shut me down. You're not going to shut me up. I'm free, bless God. And whom the Son has set free, you are all free indeed. See, we got a lot of prosperity people because it's a recession now. Because it's they say it's a recession. Where's all these prosperity people that have been shouting and hollering about money cometh and all that stuff? I read all the books telling you how you're going to get this and that. They done shut up now because they wasn't free indeed to believe what the Bible says. I believe what the Bible says. It don't matter if ain't no money in this world. God send me some money. I don't care if ain't no food in this world. God gonna send me some food. If nobody eats, I'm gonna eat. If somebody gonna eat, gonna be me and Penny eating. The rest of my family gonna eat. And everybody around me gonna eat. I'm not basing my eating on some tub that I'm gonna buy for $100 that lasts for 30 years. I don't want no dried up food. I want the Lord to send me some manna from heaven. I want the Lord to send a raven and bring me some food to my table. I'm going to believe God to take care of me because I'm free. I'm not in bondage to what goes on around my life. In whom the Son has set free, I'm free, bless God. Shaka-bola. Shaka-bola. Ain't no time to stop. I'm talking to you. Ain't no time to give up. Sit down. Smell the roses. And ain't no time to fall by the wayside and say, I can't give. You got to get, when I ain't got to give, you have the privilege to give. And in your giving, you get back good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Lord Jesus, God's bigger than what's in that pocketbook. You couldn't hold the money God wants to give you in that thing. One bank account wouldn't hold what God got in store for you. He ain't got no commas, no periods. He don't put zeros. You don't even have a word for what God is. Does God have a zillion, billion, triple? Well, I don't know what the next level is. God's a plutocrat. That ain't an ugly word. What's a plutocrat? Filthy, rich God. Rich in mercy. Rich in grace. Rich in love. Rich in God is rich. Glory to God. Shaka-bola. Shaka-bola. If you're really free, you never have to fool with that booger again. I'm not looking for you to fail, but you won't fail in that trap no more. You won't fall in that trap no more. If you got out of it, you won't get in it. Once Joseph got out of that dungeon, out of that pit, he went from the pit to the palace. You don't find no story where he went back, got in the pit because he didn't feel like it, got back in the pit, got out. No, he went from the pit to the palace because the Bible said God was with Joseph and he prospered. I tell you what, be empowered to believe that you are free. You are what you believe. You'll only be what you believe. You'll only be what you believe. If all the missionaries, and I hope and pray, it's just like you get news on the TV of businesses closing all over the world. Now, I'm not negating we're in troublesome times. What I'm saying, I'm not of this world. But there are many people who are. And because the devil is the god of this world, he controls a lot of the money and resources in this world. Right. But I say this often, our missionaries here. If all the missionaries in the world fail, Tim, you got to believe. You got to go on. If all the evangelists in the world don't have nowhere to preach, all the pocketbooks closed up. You got to believe God will make a way in the wilderness. Because you're free to believe. I don't care what happens no more. I used to be concerned about building this church and then filling all the seats up, and I don't give a flying flip. What I care about is you. Being free. In whom the Son is set free is free indeed. Look somebody in the eye and say, I'm free. I am free. I don't give a flying flip, tell them, about what this world says. Tell them. Preach to them. I don't get my information from Fox. I don't get my information from CNN. I don't get my information from the daily newspaper, New Time Herald. I get my information from the Lord. And the Lord done told me, in whom the Son sets free will always be free. Free indeed. Empowered to stay free. Glory to God. It's zero back there. I got to honor my clock. What a wonderful week. What a wonderful, tremendous week.